Luke chapter 9. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said to them, take nothing for your journey, neither clubs nor money, neither bread, neither change, neither have two coats apiece. And whatever house you enter into, there stay, and from there depart. And whoever will not receive you when you go out of that city, shake off the very dust from your feet for a testimony against them. And they departed, and went through the towns, preaching the gospel, and healing everywhere. Now Herod the Tetrarch heard of all that was done by him, and he was perplexed, because it was said by some that John had risen from the dead, and of some that Elijah had appeared, and of others that one of the old prophets was risen again. And Herod said, John I have beheaded, but who is this, of whom I hear such things? And he desired to see him. And the apostles, when they were returned, told him all that they had done. And he took them, and went aside privately into a desert place belonging to the city called Bethsaida, house of Hunter. And the people, when they knew it, followed him, and he received them, and spoke to them of the kingdom of God, and healed those who had need of healing. And when the day began to wear away, then the 12 came and said to him, send the multitude away, that they may go into the towns and country around, and lodge and get food, because we are here in a desert place. But he said to them, you give them something to eat. And they said, we have nothing except 5 loaves and 2 fish, unless we go and buy food for all these people, because they were about 5,000 men. And he said to his disciples, make them sit down by 50s in a company. And they did so, and made them all sit down. Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed them, and broke, and gave to the disciples to set before the multitude. And they ate, and were all filled, and there was taken up of fragments that remained to them 12 baskets. And it came to pass, as he was alone praying, his disciples were with him, and he asked them, saying, whom do the people say that I am? They answering said, John the Baptist, but some say Elijah, and others say that one of the old prophets is risen again. He said to them, but whom do you say that I am? Peter answering said, the Christ of God. And he strictly charged them, and commanded them to tell no man this thing, saying, the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised the third day. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross daily, and follow me. Because whoever will save his life shall lose it, but whoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. Because what is a man advantaged, if he gains the whole world, and loses himself, or is cast away? Because whoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he shall come in his own glory, and in his Father's, and of the holy angels. But I tell you of a truth, there are some standing here, who shall not taste of death, until they see the kingdom of God. And it came to pass about 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James, and went up into a mountain to pray. And as he prayed, his appearance was changed, and his clothing was white and shining. And there talked with him 2 men, who were Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory, and spoke of his death which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. But Peter and those who were with him were heavy with sleep, and when they were awake, they saw his glory, and the 2 men who stood with him. And it came to pass, as they departed from him, Peter said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make 3 tabernacles, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah, not knowing what he said. While he spoke, there came a cloud, and overshadowed them, and they were afraid as they entered into the cloud. And there came a voice out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved Son, listen to him. And when the voice was passed, Jesus was found alone. And they kept it close, and told no man in those days any of those things which they had seen. And it came to pass that on the next day, when they had come down from the hill, many people met him. And a man of the company cried out, saying, Master, I beg you, look upon my son, because he is my only child. And a spirit takes him. And he suddenly cries out, and it tears him so that he foams at the mouth again, and bruising him hardly departs from him. And I begged your disciples to cast him out, and they could not. And Jesus answering said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you, and suffer you? Bring your son here. And as he was yet coming, the demon threw him down and tore him. And Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit, and healed the child, and delivered him again to his father. And they were all amazed at the mighty power of God. But while everyone wondered at all these things which Jesus did, he said to his disciples, "Let these sayings sink down into your ears, because the Son of Man shall be delivered into the hands of men." But they did not understand the saying, and it was hidden from them, that they did not perceive it, and they were afraid to ask him of that saying. Then there arose a discussion among them, which of them should be greatest. And Jesus, perceiving the thoughts of their hearts, took a child, and set him beside him, and said to them, "Whoever shall receive this child in my name receives me, and whoever shall receive me receives him who sent me, because he who is least among you all, the same shall be great." And John answered and said, "Master, we saw one casting out demons in your name, and we forbade him, because he was not following us." And Jesus said to him, "Do not forbid him, because he who is not against us is for us." And it came to pass, when the time had come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem, and sent messengers before him, and they went, and entered into a village of the Samaritans, to make ready for him. And they did not receive him, because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. And when his disciples James and John saw this, they said, "Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elijah did?" But he turned and rebuked them and said, "You do not know not what manner of spirit you are of, because the Son of Man has not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them." And they went to another village, and it came to pass that, as they went down the road, a certain man said to him, "Lord, I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." And he said to another, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, allow me first to go and bury my father." Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God." And another also said, "Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go bid them farewell, who are at home at my house." And Jesus said to him, "No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God.